Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today, because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're just off of that Black Friday. It's Local Shopping Saturday. Get out and support the local businesses with your commerce and buy some Christmas gifts for people from the local stores. Black Friday's over. We're going to go live and local. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning, Grilling World. Thanks for tuning in, listening to a couple knuckleheads on the radio, WBBL 107.3. Every Saturday, we're here from 8:30 to 10:30. Pretty soon, the football schedule will be over, and we'll be back to our 9 to 11 schedule, and that's where you can catch us. You can also check us out on Facebook, The Grilling Guys. You can get us on thegrillingguys.com. You can follow me on Twitter, which is Grilling Guy on Twitter, and yeah. Go to the internet if you want to check us out. If you can't check out our show, you can also download podcasts. We have every show on a podcast, so you can wake up to our voices.
My wife doesn't even like to do that.
Yeah, or mine.
Yeah, but speaking of the sporting season, we have a very special guest on the show right now. His son is one of the star players on the Michigan State Spartans. Live on the line right now, we've got Gary Nickel. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Gary is an old friend of ours. His son, Keith, some of you might have heard of him. He plays for a little-known team called the Michigan State Spartans. And, Gary and I got to know each other way back when. His son and my daughter, Maggie, were friends in high school. And, gosh, we watched Keith play since, I think, his freshman year, if not eighth grade year. But... Yeah, it's been a while. So anyway, friend, thanks for joining us. We just wanted to have a little bit different segment. We're always talking to the stars, and we're always talking to the chefs and the microbrewers and all these guys. And sometimes it's the dad that's behind the curtains doing the pushing, shoveling the sidewalk, you know, mowing the lawn, doing the dirty work and the heavy lifting and, you know, the unsung heroes out there. And I know you have done just an amazing job, not only for your two boys, Kyle and Keith, which are both Spartans, but also for a lot of other kids out in the Lowell football program. And just really wanted to talk to you and chat with you and give you a little bit of credit for all those years of hard work you've done.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I am so proud of our sons, Keith and Kyle. And, in fact, Patrice was given a gift from a friend. It was a picture. It was really one of our most proud moments as Spartan parents. Keith and Kyle, it's a picture of Keith and Kyle together, celebrating together after Keith's catch in the win against Wisconsin. And as she framed that picture and put it on the wall in our rec room, we looked at the picture together and realized how rare and gifted we were and privileged as parents to have our sons together dressed in full uniform to celebrate a moment like that on the floor of Spartan Stadium. That for all the celebration, all the excitement to see those two young men together celebrating that moment together, you know, we think of how exciting this season has been, but for us as a family, the greater thrill has been our two sons together these last 3 years as Spartans. They were, of course, together as teammates at Lowell, but rarely played together. And now they're together on the team, together, working together, lifting together, celebrating together, sometimes crying together. But it's just been a joy to have them together on that team with Coach D'Antonio.
That's excellent. Well, we've got a lot of good football coming ahead of us. We've got bowl games, all sorts of stuff. You're going to have a busy schedule yet the rest of this fall. When's the last Spartan game?
Well, we're looking forward this Saturday to going to Evanston. We're going
today
to play Northwestern. And then, of course, the Indianapolis on the 3rd. And then we're looking forward to the bowl game. So... it seems like it's winding down because it is. It's a little bit for us to kind of put our minds around that the two boys will not be together. But There is more football to be played, so we're just right now we're taking it 1 week at a time.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. We are talking on the Grilling line right now with Keith Nichol, the father of Keith Nichol, Gary Nichol, and a good friend and just a great guy, good dad out there. And you and I have never talked grilling. We've talked a lot of fire talk, but it's usually regarding a fire pit in the backyard or or your fireplace. But do you tailgate much when you're at these games?
Well, we do. Actually, we're there. One of the things that's very important to us, Patrice and I really love to be there early enough that we can see the players make the walk from the Kellogg to where they walk into the north end of the stadium. And it's brief, but we're just there for a hug and, you know, to encourage our sons to have a fun day and to breathe it in, to take it in. And then of course, after the game, you know, they seem to find a way to take forever to come out of the locker room after the games. And we're always out there afterwards. Sometimes we're some of the last parents to leave because it's just an opportunity for us to be together as a family. They're so busy with football and with school that it's just the time for Patrice and I to be with Keith and Kyle and the four of us to be together with friends. And it's just the time that we take to relax. And instead of being in a hurry to leave, regardless of how the game goes or finishes, we always make a point to stay and just enjoy being with our sons.
Yeah, well, I know you do. And I know our buddy Jeff Phillips is with you a lot of the times when you're out there. And
Great guy.
Yeah. Well, it's cool that you've had a great experience, and we wish Kyle the best of luck in the next couple of years as well. He'd get his brother out of the way. Maybe he can get a little bit of the limelight now. Tough shadow to live under.
Thank you very much. It was such a joy to be there at Lowell, particularly to be on the practice field. Even Coach Dean had said to me that it seemed like Keith and Kyle loved to practice and do the work of the game even more than to play the game. I used to love and just so enjoy being there between the practice fields and rotating my head back and forth to watch my son's practice. And I remember thinking how honored I was then. And now it's my ritual. I'd love to go every week on Tuesday. I love to go on Tuesday. And I'm in that same situation where I'm with my head on a swivel watching my son's practice. And again, what a feeling of pride that I've had, particularly having been through the Lowell program and now with the Spartans as they have been. What a sense of pride to be there with my sons while they're so involved in what they're doing, to just be able to take it in and just be a small part of it.
It's very much
a prideful moment for me.
You put in a lot of time across the street at the barn, too, I know. A lot of throwing in the barn, a lot of cold nights and hot mornings.
We did. Keith and Kyle, really over a 10-year period, they got into a pattern of throwing about 1,000 footballs a week to get to where they were, to get to the level that they were at. And what I so admired and respected about them is their willingness to do the work, and then work like that begets work. What I mean by that is the harder they worked, it seemed the harder their teammates were willing to work. And it always just so amazed me that this group of 16 to sometimes as many as 20 young men would show up at 8 o'clock in the morning on a cold Saturday morning. These are teenage boys that certainly have better things to do, meaning they'd love to be sleeping in. Instead, they're out there in the cold, training on their football skills with Keith and Kyle because they knew Keith and Kyle were going to be there, and they wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And it was just really a wonderful experience. And one of the things that we love to do is we'd come in out of the cold, and we'd go to Kaiser's Kitchen in Lowell. we'd go as a group.
Let's give Kaiser's a little plug there. That's great.
What really struck me about that was what a moment that was, that it suddenly became about more than just throwing the football. The camaraderie that came with the process of going to breakfast and coming in out of the cold was just incredible.
Hey, Gary, we have to go to a break now, but we sure appreciate you taking some time and talking to us this morning. Wish Keith the best of luck today, and say hi to Patrice.
I will. Thank you for your call.
All right, bud.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah, you betcha. That's Gary Nickel, Keith Nichols' father, a good friend, and a great Spartan. So,
yeah, awesome. Hey, that's a lot of fun to have the opportunity to talk to that. He's obviously a very, very proud father. I bet he fed those boys a lot on the grill as well. Yeah. But coming up next, we've got our friend from Allen Bob Sports, again, a local business that is helping spur the community, and Merle from Allen Bob Sports. We're going to talk a little bit about the muzzleloader and how much success I'm having with that, or lack thereof, and his big buck contest. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.